It's Thursday, November 8th. This is SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with a recap of this morning's South Carolina headlines. Congressman-elect Joe Cunningham says the campaigning is over, but his job as a leader has just begun. Cunningham addressed the press last night, just hours after a very close race. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more from the Holy City.
Cunningham says his campaign began at a kitchen table with no money, no staff, and no idea how to run for office. He says he decided to run so future generations don't inherit a more divided nation.
We focus not on tearing our opponent down, but on talking about the issues that affected folks at their kitchen table.
Cunningham says he's putting together a transitional team and has been in contact with outgoing Congressman Mark Sanford, who he thanked for his service. He also thanked opponent Katie Arrington for what he called a spirited campaign. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Well, South Carolina lawmakers now want answers after two mental health patients drowned when sheriff's deputies drove into floodwaters. Authorities say Wendy Newton and Nicolette Green were under court orders to be taken to a mental health facility when the deputies drove around a barricade during Hurricane Florence. Back in September, the deputies were fired last month. A criminal investigation is still continuing. A Senate subcommittee will discuss those deaths later this morning. FEMA has extended their deadline for those impacted by Hurricane Florence to register for disaster assistance. South Carolina home and business owners who suffered losses between September 8th and October 8th now have until midnight on December 5th to apply. Governor McMaster had requested the extension from FEMA due to a continuing flow of new applications. DHEC has confirmed a case of West Nile virus in a bird in Greenwood County. The bird was found near the Colgate-Palmolive and Diana pet food plants. County officials say they will be spraying the area for mosquitoes later this afternoon when they're most active, beginning right around 5 o'clock, if it's not raining. Anyone who finds a dead bird in that area is urged to call DHEC. Also this morning, a man who pleaded guilty in a shooting death on Mother's Day 2015 has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. The Post and Courier of Charleston says 24-year-old Richard Dara Simmons was sentenced in the death of 36-year-old Dina Brown. Prosecutors say Brown was the mistaken victim during a gunfight in North Charleston. Another man is already serving 50 years for murder in the case. Charges are pending against a third man. Authorities say more than 25 pounds of marijuana were discovered in the car of a California man who crashed at a Midlands airport. A report from the Lexington County Sheriff's Office says 43-year-old Jackson Reed struck a light pole while leaving the Columbia Metropolitan Airport. Responding deputies arrested him, and a search of his car turned up 28 bags of marijuana weighing 1 pound each. Reed is charged with trafficking. An upstate business owner is accused of not paying more than $332,000 in taxes. The Herald Journal of Spartanburg reports Carolina Funding LLC owner Dirk Heiser was arrested yesterday and charged with failing to collect, account for, and pay taxes withheld from worker paychecks. And that's a look at your morning headlines for this Thursday, November 8th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.